Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay, so you're in this band and you invent the most like important innovation in music history, which is something that you call inward singing, where you don't have to rest to take breaths between notes because you can sing out, you can sing in, and it's all one thing. But then you're like so excited about it and it's like a revelation and you show your bandmate, your partner, in fucking inward singing, man, and he's like, he heard you take a breath or fucking whatever. And then you get into this big fight and he quits the fucking band. What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick. I mean, do you have to just accept that you invented something bad?
What?
it's a couple things, right? You can either continue the conversation with your bandmate and be like, okay, maybe my invention, maybe we're not ready for that. Or what, you stand your ground and just lose your friend and band forever?
But I mean, with inward singing, who knows what heights you could reach?
I know, but this person has been your best friend for so long. You've been through so many things. I think it's not worth it.
I think you also really need to put some inward singing to tape and just listen back to it.
Yeah, see what it really sounds like.
See what it really sounds like. I know it sounds great in your head.
I think your ears are adding a kind of acoustic situation that's not actually happening.
But I mean, with a little reverb.
I mean, I think it's always good to have nice solo projects, but maybe when you're with your bandmate, you let it go.
Yeah, you can do your own solo inward singing album.
And maybe it's just a bunch of recordings that you just leave unmastered.
Yeah,
I think on a hard drive somewhere.
Yeah, I think you abandon that project eventually, but you do it separately.
You explore it for sure.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we actually need to explore a little bit more what. How exactly did your bandmate leave? Like, what did he say to you when you were like, this is the best, like, this is so good, this is going to revolutionize music?
If I recall correctly, I think he just says I quit the band, like, pretty nonchalantly, right? He fucking quit?
I mean, you got to tell me you're the one administering the hot take.
I think, here's the thing. I think probably if it's gotten to the point where he's saying I quit the band, there's other stuff going on. So maybe we put the inward singing aside.
When you in this scenario, when you also showed him your invention of a cock push-up, he was like, well, how many cock push-ups can you do? It's like, well, it's just one. So he's like always undercutting your cool invention.
Sure, you're coming in with ideas.
Is he always undercutting or is he just asking questions?
That you have no answers
to.
Yeah, that's tough. Because obviously you've got some sort of juice that like makes this band go, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's got to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the one. Maybe him leaving the band is also just part of it, right? That there's a dance.
Ooh, it's like the sour to go with the sweet.
It's the sour to go with the sweet. That's right.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the forces of nature and heaven and hell will draw the two back together because they're, you know, one of the most powerful bands of all time. Of course, continuing our conversation from last week about revisiting the now 21-year-old Tenacious D album.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
It's still good. Music can be good from 20 years ago.
Yeah, for sure. I'll listen to Jethro Tull, man. That's like 50 years old now.
There you go.
I mean, Mozart, guys.
That's sure. The oldest music there is.
Yeah.
There's no older music than Mozart.
Mozart is super, man.
We're talking about Superman today.
I literally feel sick.
It's okay. We're going to get through it.
Just kidding. That was good.
We're talking about Superman.
I quit the podcast.
It was a long time coming.
Yeah, it was.
So there's a new show called My Adventures with Superman that is coming out this week about Jimmy Olsen, Clark Kent, Lois Lane, Clark Kent's alter ego, which is Superman, and their adventures in Metropolis.
That's fun. What platform is this on?
It's going to be on Adult Swim.
Oh, cool.
That's cool. But I don't think it has the Adult Swim. From what I've seen from the trailer and stuff, it doesn't seem like it has Adult Swim vibes.
Interesting.
What kind of vibes does it have?
Just like regular cartoon Superman vibes.
Interesting.
But maybe I missed. Maybe I missed an irony.
I mean, maybe there's an irony, but also like Superman's so like to explore Superman now, you have to he doesn't work the same way a regular superhero does,
right?
Like you gotta really approach it from like the what's hard about the life of Clark Kent, and then also Superman on top of that.
Yeah.
And so this episode we don't have ships. We're just talking about Superman and the ships within Superman. Ryan, I remember a couple years or months ago, you were talking about the Superman and Lois.
Yeah, one of those two.
Years or months or both, I don't know.
Probably both.
Just both Colin and I slowly looked at each other like, yeah. Huh?
And I didn't feel judged at all.
Oh, that's weird. Maybe we should have turned towards each other slower.
Maybe you should have.
More squinty eye.
I quit the band. Okay. No, but Superman and Lois for me is like an archetype ship. Like that is one of the first ships that I remember having as a kid. Mm. I still love it. I mean, I think you can do Superman badly and you can do Lois badly, but I still always ship it. What? Even in like Man of Steel, I ship it.
Yeah. No, I ship it in Man of Steel too. Yeah. I know, you know, fuck Dean Cain and everything.
Mm-hmm. He was a really good Superman.
He was a really good Superman, right? And that show,
that was in The Adventures of Lois and Clark?
Yep.
Yeah.
I remember that one.
But I feel like they're a pretty good version of that couple.
Oh, they're great. And I think, because Lois has to be, like, feisty and having adventures on her own.
Yeah.
And Clark is trying to keep up. Mm-hmm. But then Superman is, like, three steps ahead. And it's, like, that dynamic.
Three steps ahead in like in what way though? Like
he's super powerful.
No, I get that, but I mean like in
if
their
there's
relationship,
something happening
or...
in another room, he can see it with his eyeballs.
Yeah.
If he needs to get from one place to another place really fast, he can do that really fast.
Yeah,
he can sometimes run backwards and make time go back.
Make time go back
to save Lois Lane.
No,
I mean, he would do it to save anybody.
So maybe. Can I ask a question as like a stan of the property in general?
Yeah.
And a shipper of these two.
Yes.
What are like the different dynamics in play with the secret identity and the power dynamics of him having power and having information that she obviously doesn't have? I know they played it a lot almost for laughs in the 90s in the Lois and Clark show. But like, you know, he would like save the day and then come back in his costume and pretend to not what's going on. But like, what about that relationship is like salvageable, or is it when... she eventually finds out the truth. Is there like a moment?
There's a moment where she finds out the truth, and in different ones in the new The Adventures of Lois and Clark, she figures it out. Like he proposes to her as Clark, and she's like, "Who's asking, Clark or Superman?"
Ooh.
So she like calls him out. So I think for them to be together, the truth has to be revealed. It can't be a lie forever. It's like they can't live these separate lives. But she falls in love with both of them at the same time.
And that also feels like less of a hurdle for like an intimate relationship for Clark than it does for like other superheroes. Because like when someone knows that Bruce Wayne is Batman, it's like over.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's over.
But like,
well, because they usually die pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's also true. But like, I think Clark Kent, because like his parents know that he's Superman.
Yeah.
Right. I think he like craves that like the person who loves him most knows who he is.
Yes, he's definitely conflicted and wants her to know. But also, yeah, I mean, I guess it's always the relationship is always building toward the revelation of the information and everybody knowing it. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody is really like enjoying keeping secrets.
Right. Well, and Superman,
so it's like not taking advantage of her, I guess, because he doesn't want to keep. And I think her relationship with Superman isn't like, she doesn't kiss Superman usually.
Mm.
She just thinks he's really hot and cool.
Right, and gets held in his arms.
And gets held in his arms and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's like dating Clark. So yeah.
Well, she brings that energy home to Clark.
She's kind of cheating on Clark with Superman, but Superman knows the whole time. So like really, she's the shadier one. Like he's not telling her both sides, but like she's the one who is like thinking about Superman when she's with Clark.
That feels like something Clark would scream at her when they're in a fight. Like, I don't buy that argument whatsoever. I feel like you're more deceptive.
I watched the pilot of Superman and Lois. It's good.
Yeah.
And it dispenses with like any mystery, because it's the two of them raising twins, one of which is superpowered and the other one isn't. Or do we know for sure if the other one isn't? Like that they're dealing with, like they go right into like grown up married people problems.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, and what's fun in the show, Superman and Lois, is they play with the secret thing of the kids didn't know the dad was Superman.
Yeah.
So that is like the big revelation. But again, they dispense with that revelation really quickly so that we can just deal with the fallout. It's not about deception.
Yeah, and I did like the way they played Superman's sort of role in the world as like almost like a branch of the U.S. military, where like he had to go to the Pentagon and have like meetings and shit, and like, all right, I guess I'll do this. Like they like, I don't know, for some reason that felt like kind of refreshingly grounded for a Superman property. Yeah. I watched, I think, just like two or three episodes myself, but I also really enjoyed it.
And that's another really good Lois. Like, she's really smart. She's resourceful. She gets into trouble. But like this, and Superman and Lois is good because they're married and they're settled. But like, they still turn to each other to work things out.
Yeah.
It's not, whereas like, you know, we've talked about like Batman and Catwoman, and like, they don't tell each other everything.
Right.
They don't have like an open, honest flow of communication.
Right.
Because they can't. But
I like to Colin's point about like Superman being in Superman and Lois, like being like an official branch of the U.S. Armed Forces, that is facilitated by General Lane, Lois's dad.
Yes.
So like,
that's right.
He's also working with like the father-in-law.
It's the family business.
It's a family business. Yeah.
The gears of war. The Lane family business.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Did you guys see The Flash?
No.
No one else on the planet has.
Just me.
Just you.
There's a bunch of Supermans in this movie.
Oh.
And a bunch of Batmans.
A bunch of Supermans we know?
Yes. Too many Supermans we know.
Too many.
It's almost as if, like,
is Dean
somebody
Kane in it?
Saw that in a Spider-Man movie and was like, we could fucking do some shit that.
Or in an X-Men movie or in a...
Yeah. Or in another Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's been like four Spider-Man movies with that plot.
It's a few. There, I saw Flash this weekend.
Yeah.
I went by myself to the theater because I didn't want to inflict it on anybody
That's
else.
Very nice of you.
But there's it's a multiverse story where it's like the Flashpoint setup. Barry Allen goes back in time to prevent his mother from being murdered and his father he's like framed for the murder, mm-hmm. or not framed, but the cops assume it's him. And so he goes back in time to stop that and then teams up with a version of himself. Cause then he's in the past of the Justice League, Man of Steel, Snyderverse, right? And so like fucking Zod appears in the sky and they're like, oh no, oh no, we have to like, Zod is going to kill millions of people like he did in Man of Steel. So they go and like recruit Batman, but Batman is Michael Keaton Batman.
Okay.
And he takes like convincing to like get out of retirement.
Is this a bleeding edges of the world situation? Like, why is that Batman the Batman and not Ben Affleck?
Right. So we do spend a little time with the Ben Affleck Batman in the Flash's home timeline. But the way they explain time travel and like divergent paths in time is that it's not like when you change the past, instead of creating a branch, it creates a fulcrum point, which instead of just like being a little like branch off of it, it shifts the whole thing. So like it is now just a fulcrum point where these two timelines existed, but the past and future of both are different.
Okay. Huh.
So it's really a shitty way to just be like, and the Batman is whoever we say he is.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so there's a Supergirl that we meet in this, and that's like sort of the core Justice League is Flash plus Flash plus Supergirl plus Batman, and they try to fight Zod.
So it's double Flashes for most of this movie.
It's double Flashes.
Oh, that's a little bit much.
He's
the thing I'm least excited about in the movie.
I know.
And
right
now it's
the title
two of
character.
Them.
Right. Yeah. And there's yes. And there's two of them. And the second one, the one that like Barry meets with the younger version of himself, is the more annoying one. So there's the Barry Allen that you know from the Snyder Cut of the Justice
Who's
League.
Kind of annoying.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then there's a more annoying version of him. Mm. So these guys are fighting Zod.
And Zod's the guy with the
Michael Shannon
of the lips only mustache from the
that's right.
The movies back in the 70s, right? Superman 2, I believe,
it's
is the one.
It's not that Zod. It's the Michael Shannon one.
It's the Michael Shannon one from Man of Steel.
Oh, I didn't see that, but that's good casting.
Yeah. And he's good.
He's good. Yeah. And the issues with Man of Steel are not Zod, really. It's not Zod's fault. Zod is just doing what Zod's supposed to do.
Zod did nothing wrong.
Zod's going to Zod.
Zod's going to Zod. It's that Superman's like, you know what, Zod? We may have to kill a bunch of people to get you defeated. I can't think of a way to not level a city and defeat you, Zod.
Right.
That's the problem. But that's not Zod's fault. Zod just shows up and does Zod.
Well, good news. This version of Superman, the Henry Cavill Superman, does not appear in this movie at all.
How do you do a Zod story with no Superman?
That's what like the Supergirl is there to do. I'm just going to spoil this movie.
That's okay.
So
I won't see it.
You're saving all of us.
Zod kills Batman and Supergirl.
Oh.
And
Michael Keaton and who's Supergirl?
Yeah, I don't know the actress's name.
Okay.
So he kills them, and then younger Flash is like, Barry, you went back in time. I'll go back in time. And so they keep fighting this fight over and over again.
No.
So we watch Michael Keaton and Supergirl get killed over and over and over again as young Flash like just keeps fucking it up and keeps going back in time.
That's kind of fun.
At this point, we're going back in time so many times that they're in this like weird like Colosseum thing, this like CG Colosseum when as they like travel through time, and it's pulling in these like orbs of other universes, and in these other universes we can see Christopher Reeve Batman or Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Does he ever come on and he's like he talks to us like he's a character in the movie?
He's kind of just like a cameo.
Okay.
Because there's also the George Reeves Superman. There's okay. the Supergirl from those same movies.
Is it just clips of like the actual archival footage?
No, it's CG shit.
Oh, okay. a little Princess Leia treatment.
A little Princess Leia, but like Christopher Reeve has been dead for so long.
Like 20 years.
Well, and yeah, the version of him is the younger. We already talked about like the de-aging.
Yeah, anyway, that's true.
So like even if you were alive, it probably wouldn't look that much better.
But he's like, every year, ghost holograms are getting better, you guys.
Yeah,
man,
no.
If Tupac came back in 2024.
I'm telling you.
No, I mean, they're forest ghosts, for sure. But then there's another Superman.
Who?
Wait, that we don't know?
Freaky who?
It's Nicolas Cage.
What?
Whoa!
They finally did it.
Superman
did
lives
it.
Nicolas Cage, Superman.
And is he de-aged?
Yes, like crazy.
Weird.
He's airbrushed into oblivion.
Oh my God.
So it's like a fucking tremendous weight.
yeah.
When he's playing the Wild at Heart. Yeah.
Yes, but he's fighting a giant mechanical spider,
like from that we've heard about.
Yeah,
that we've heard about.
That's okay. Hysterical.
That's actually kind of funny. I think that's kind of funny.
Mm-mm.
That's pretty fun.
I think that's a fun detail.
I knew that Christopher Reeve was in there.
Okay.
And that felt distasteful.
Yes, but yes. Nicolas Cage is just like, that's just weird. Like, that's kind of fun.
That's just weird, and it feels so fucking inside.
And was it Nicolas Cage, or was it just a cartoon version of him?
I mean, at this, so inside this, like, time travel coliseum, everything has this, like, Vaseline CG look to it.
Okay.
So it's impossible to tell what's someone filmed and then de-aged and what's just, like, CG.
Right.
You know, gotcha. You're seeing all these other dead actors.
It looks very bad,
anyway.
Right?
It looks really bad, yeah.
Okay.
They should do... This is kind of inspiring me to want a Nicolas Cage-voiced animated series of his Superman where he, like, fights spiders and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like that universe in the bubble should just be a fucking Amazon Prime series.
Yeah.
You
absolutely.
Know what? I feel like, and it would probably be a Justice League, I guess, but like there isn't enough TV shows of Superman, space Superman.
Yeah.
Superman fighting shit in space.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about protecting Metropolis. Okay, we got it.
Yeah. But I want, like, let's get him out there.
Let's get him out there.
Let's have him fight Mongol.
Yes.
See, for me, Superman is already so disconnected. Like, so you're going to take him off the planet Earth now? What do I even care?
Wonder Woman's
you don't.
With him. Wonder Woman's on the plane, on the spaceship, too.
Yeah.
They'll have fun. They'll defeat things.
It's like when Captain Marvel's out in space.
Yeah.
Right, and we're just waiting for her to come back.
I know.
And she comes back and is like, that's awesome! Yeah. Holy shit!
Holy shit, she's on Earth! She's wearing a Nine Inch Nails t-shirt, I love it!
Okay, I did hear a spoiler of this.
Okay.
Okay.
That we have more Batmans that we haven't talked about.
There's one more Batman. So Barry returns to kind of his original timeline, but in a very like Marty McFly at the end of Back to the Future.
Oh, is everything better? Does he have a truck?
He doesn't have the truck. Jennifer's not like waiting to go to the lake with
his
dad.
Out
a
back
different
polishing
his
truck.
His truck, and his dad just like sold a book or something.
But he changed one thing so that like his dad's like alibi evidence is admissible in court. It wasn't in the original timeline. It is now in this one, and so his dad gets off. A fancy like car pulls up and like out steps Bruce Wayne. And it's George fucking Clooney.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't do Val Kilmer.
No, Kelly.
They're doing faith. They're Kelly. Doing the whole thing.
This is a good point.
I'm just saying. If they're going to be disrespectful, they could do Val Kilmer.
Well, they have to wait for him to die.
That's right. He's not dead.
That's right. He's not dead.
But why no? I mean, it's, I'm sure, money, but why no bail?
Oh,
why no?
Oh,
what?
I don't
Christian
know.
Bale.
I oh. think, I don't even know that it's money. I don't even know that there is an amount of
that
money
he would ever do
yeah.
it.
He would
yeah.
ever fucking do it. No way.
What about Pattinson?
Pattinson would have been cool. Because I think...
Would Pattinson do it, though? Because
yeah.
that's the thing. He's so picky now. He's picky now.
But doing Batman is him not being picky. He's been picky for fucking 20 years.
No, but he
years,
wanted to do that
for
Batman.
10 years.
He wanted to do the Batman.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. That seemed like...
But I don't think
he
would do
this. The most cash-grabby thing he's done since Twilight.
Mm. But it was like
his
artsy.
Way.
Yeah.
It was like artsy. This is not... the same kind of
there's
Batman.
Not a lot of art in the flesh,
right? It would honestly, it would strike me as Andrew Garfield's Peter Parker in the
yeah.
Whatever the last one was called,
No Way Home.
No Way yeah. Home.
You know, I saw part of No Way Home on a plane, and then as we were going into our descent to land was when Andrew Garfield showed up, and then I just never watched the rest of that movie.
That's,
I hear it's good.
That's pretty much, I think the best part of the movie is from three Spider-Man on.
Yeah.
Did you
yeah.
get to the third Spider-Man?
No.
Yeah, I would say third Spider-Man on.
Yeah.
Best part of the movie.
I wanted to keep watching it, and I just forgot. But it was like they stopped it right before all
well,
the stuff
and it's not
in.
Streaming right now, because I keep getting clips of it on TikTok, and then I was like, oh, I should just watch this movie.
And
but
no
you
way?
Can't.
You can't. I mean, you can.
If you fly Southwest.
You can fly Southwest.
You can watch it.
Or you can, like, rent it.
Okay.
You
I'll just book
it.
Another flight. You know, I'm rich with flights.
You
right.
are rich with flights.
I'll just book another flight somewhere to watch the rest of the Spider-Man movie.
Will they just do a rounder where they like take off from Burbank and then land in Burbank again
yeah.
3 hours later after
yeah,
you watch
we'll just,
Spider-Man?
Yeah, we'll just fly up to San Francisco, come back down.
I was
going to
say, you go to Las Vegas and back.
Yeah.
Oh, there's your 3 hours.
I just won't get off.
I'm watching this.
I'm watching.
You're just like, press your headphones into the side of your head while they're trying to yeah. unclip your seatbelt.
There's someone vacuuming next to me. I'm just like, oh, staring at it.
Okay. Is Iris in this?
Kinda. Like beginning mm-hmm. and end. Like,
okay.
But before Barry jumps timelines and then after he returns.
Okay. Is it's, it Kirsten?
I don't know the actress's name.
Okay.
It's whoever was playing her in the Justice League. But back to Superman.
Yeah.
Is there a version of the or like a specific like pair of actors that you think do that well, the Lois and Clark relationship? Like, what's your favorite?
I mean, probably my favorite is Terry Hatcher and Dean Cain.
Yeah.
But I think Amy Adams is a really good Lois Lane.
Yeah,
she's so good.
And Henry Cavill looks like Superman.
He does.
He does look like him.
I to prepare for this episode, I thought I was going to watch Harry Cavill Superman.
Henry?
Harry?
Henry Cavill. Boy, was I, you know, you don't even know how far off base I was. I ended up watching the fucking, the one before that? Before he was cast from like 2006?
Superman Returns.
Yeah, Superman Returns. Which
the
I
Brandon
guess
Roth
I,
one.
What's that?
Brandon Roth.
Who's he's also a pretty good Superman.
Yeah, I agree.
Again, movie didn't live up to him.
Yeah.
But he's a good Superman.
Yeah, and it had, and I didn't understand what he was returning from.
He's
because
Christopher
it started
Reeve.
With him landing in Kansas was how the movie began.
He leaves Metropolis. Maybe you didn't watch far enough.
I didn't
the
watch very far at all. No,
is,
I fucking got
he has left,
hella bored.
He left Metropolis for like 10 years.
Uh-huh.
Long
and
enough
that's
for
when,
his...
And that's when Kevin Spacey went to the Fortress of Solitude with Parker Posey.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
he was gone.
So yeah. he left. He disappeared for 10 years.
Okay.
And guess
he
what
He left
happened?
After Superman 2.
After Superman 2. Because he is Christopher Reeves.
Right.
It's the same continuity. And he had a baby.
Okay.
Mm.
Which we just... That...
With Lois?
With Lois.
And he took her with him?
No, she left a pregnant Lois behind.
Oh. Yeah.
That's rough.
Which it's tough to come back from.
It's tough to, and it's not, Superman would never do that.
Yeah, he wouldn't.
Superman would not do that.
Wait, so then in the timeline, since they're retconning this in between Superman 2 and 3, which are movies that already existed, does he have a baby with Lois in Superman 3? That's like a couple of years
no.
old.
No, so this is one of those, like, it ignores.
It's a fulcrum point.
There we go.
It's a fulcrum
it's
point.
It's a fulcrum point.
Yeah.
You know what my Superman ship is?
What's that?
From Smallville, Superman and the Flash, that scene where they're racing at the end. Have you seen that? Ryan knows.
I know.
It's hot when they're racing.
It's and it's
it's like the most romantic shit I've ever seen in my
Kyle
life.
Kyle Gallner.
Yeah. And then so they're just like
Beaver from Veronica Mars.
Yeah. Yeah. And literally they're like he's like, oh, I'll like race you. And they're just like, and the music's like, I don't even remember what the music is.
Here's the thing about Smallville. Smallville wanted you to ship Clark Kent with everyone.
Everyone he was with.
Clark Kent. I mean,
him with Lex.
Him with Lex was a show.
Enemies to lovers.
Clexy.
Friends to enemies to lovers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very sexy, very spicy, spicy.
That was actually, that may have been an early source of bisexual panic for me as Smallville. Yeah. I was
Everyone was very hot in that show.
Yeah.
I thought Lana was boring, though.
Lana was boring. I was like Chloe stan because that was like as best as we could do.
Chloe was the best.
Until they introduced Lois, and then I was like, okay, finally someone fucking interesting.
Yeah,
like an interesting female.
But
protagonist.
Literally watch the episode with the Flash in it, and that final scene when they're racing each other, and it's literally like the music is like so romantic. And they're just like, they're like, I'll catch you. You catch me. And they're like, and it is like, who is faster? We don't know.
But oh, my then, gosh.
Wait, isn't it that the Flash like was holding back about being fast?
I thought it was the other way around.
Was it Clark?
I think Clark loses, but is like.
But like, he's like,
Because that Clark is the sweetest boy, Clark.
He's too sweet.
Because he's so young. He's so young.
Yeah.
But he's just such a sweet boy.
I know. Oh, yeah, that's right. Because the Flash like then leaves and like Clark like is like, oh, I lost. But then like he kind of does a look. That you're like, oh, he couldn't be him.
The wink.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. And they could run so far so fast, they could have ended that race on top of a secluded mountain where no one would ever know what happened.
I know.
There is fic of this.
I know. I'm sure there's, I bet you there's some on AO3 for sure.
100%. Well, it's
that one scene.
But this
sparked.
Is pre-AO3. So this is back when
people rewatching.
Smallville was back in the days where you would have to go to fanfic archives of different ships.
Fanfic.net?
No, pre. This is like you would go to like a website that was just Smallville fic.
Yeah.
You're right.
Like I used to read one that was just Chloe slash people because Chloe was my favorite and I would ship her with everyone. I shipped her with Lex. I shipped her with Clark.
Ooh, Chloe Lex? Oh my God.
Chloe Lex was good because she's betraying Clark.
I know. Oh,
she's betraying Clark. It's so good.
That's so good. You know what? Or you had to be on like someone's Wattpad.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You got like someone and you just had to read whatever fake they were
writing. Whatever they're into.
Yeah, that's my shit.
Follow creators, not characters.
Mm.
Sound like the worst fucking person in the comment section.
you saying Flash and Superman like that? That race is kind of like always hot, right? Like even outside of Smallville.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's some time when Flash in the comics and Superman are. Like trying to get somewhere fast and like they're both motivated to get there before the other one. It's not a race. And Superman is saying to Flash, like, I beat you when we raced. And Flash says back to him, like, that was for charity. And like takes off.
That's funny.
Oh, that's
such a, it's such a good neg.
That kind of like thing, it reminds me of, and this is like kind of a tangent, but have you seen those videos of that guy doing the arm wrestling thing?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know if it's that guy. What are you talking
There's
about?
There's a guy, and he's doing arm wrestling things, and he's like, all right, now I'm going to teach you how you do it. Okay, yeah, that's good. Oh. Yeah,
like
yeah,
he's
yeah.
talking to camera?
No, to the other person he's arm wrestling.
Talking and
the
one, straight to Kelly Nugent.
And the most popular one is like him and this, like, it kind of skews as gay for pay. Do you know what I'm saying? A little bit, but they're just like arm wrestling videos. And it's him against all these different people. But the most popular one is him and this like very macho seeming, like very hetero seeming Marine. And he's like, all right, I'm going to teach you how you do this. And like, so they're struggling. And he's like, that's right. Now you pull back. He's like, put your weight back. That's great. And it's like literally, it is definitely fetish content. It's him. And then there's one. Where he's doing it against this girl and she's also very strong. And she's like, I know what I'm doing. So then it's kind of like butting heads instead.
Ooh.
And he's like, oh, good job. Oh, you surprised me there. Like all this stuff. It is crazy. You guys
he does
watch
it in like that, this ASMR voice that you're doing?
No, he does it very intimately. And they're struggling. Like, they're all like, like, it's crazy. You guys
and Patrick, you're going to put the link in the description of this episode?
Yeah, Kelly, if you could, just send that to me.
I honestly, and I think it's because I'm competitive, they would fucking piss me off. Mm. I do not want to be coached by my competitor.
Well, I know.
He loves that it pisses you off, too.
Ryan, your video is going to be the most popular video. Because you're going to be so mad, and everyone's going to be like, she's so mad. She's so mad. Look at her rage.
So angry.
And he's like, that's right. Let that fire carry you.
I'm like fucking Superman who right now?
Hey guys,
two relationships.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.